Opposition Justice Forum, JEMA, has urged Parliament to withdraw the proposed protection of sovereignty bill, warning that it risks undermining civil liberties while failing to address the country's rural security needs. The call comes as a joint Parliament committee is set to begin scrutinizing the controversial bill that has faced strong criticism from different stakeholders. In a statement issued by the party's spokesperson, Swai Mukangwa Nsereko, say the bill in its current form does not protect Uganda's sovereignty, but rather threatens freedoms and unfairly targets citizens, including those in the diaspora. He urged that the government has for decades failed to implement provisions under Article 17 of the 1995 Constitution, which requires all able-bodied citizens to undergo military training when called upon to defend the Constitution and the country's territorial integrity. He proposed the establishment of a national civic defense program which would focus on constitutional literacy, first aid, disaster response, cyber security, and basic defense skills which should be voluntary, community-based, and inclusive of Ugandans in the diaspora through embassies.
We are starting from a wrong position by just stopping the money coming to the country. We are not the spirit of independence, the spirit of defending against any external influences against our country by merely stopping money to come. No, no, no. This is not the way to go. Let's start from the basics. Let's put the constitution, implement it, operationalize all the provisions. Because we're asking why 30 years later nothing has been touched on this very important constitutional provision.